Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We have a fabulous show in store for you guys tonight. Our hot topic tonight is based on our guest speaker, Mac Mama. The hot topic tonight is monogamy reality or fiction? So ladies and gentlemen, get your thoughts together because you're in for a good ride tonight. And I know there's going to be many on both sides of the fence. And maybe even a few in the middle. But at this point, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm one of your fabulous hosts tonight. My name is Toni Dell. And to my immediate right is my co-host, Leisha.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Leisha. I am glad to be here today. I'm super excited. I love this author. She is wonderful. Just to give you a little background about myself, I'm the head of promotion for Nini Publishing, which Nini Capri is the CEO, as well as one of the fabulous hosts on this Blog Talk Radio show. I'm also an avid reader. And we also have here today the number one stunner, Mr. Aaron Bebo himself. How you doing today, B?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all ladies doing? Toni, Leisha.
I'm fine.
Well, y'all know me. I'm Aaron. It's nothing big about me. I'm just a simple guy, you know, the guy that walked with Moses to deliver the message for God. So let's get it popping.
That's right.
That's right. Just to give you a little bit about myself also, my name is Toni, as I said before, and I also am an avid reader. I love reading anything that's written down, and I mean anything. But tonight, this is going to be a very interesting topic because I've been struggling with it all week, actually, trying to figure out how would I feel about stepping out on my husband, and even more, how would I feel about him stepping out on me. So without further ado, I'm going to just pass it on over to one of my co-hosts and let her explain how she feels about this situation. Leisha?
Well, I totally don't believe that monogamy is fiction. I believe it is possible. I think that when you're in a relationship, not just a marriage, in a relationship in general, you have to have an understanding. You have to have a solid foundation. If you don't have that solid foundation, that means that anything that comes along is going to shake, and it's going to crack your foundation. You know, I think that if you have communication, which is the number one key in any relationship, I think that it's possible to be monogamous, because being monogamous is just saying this is what I choose. See, it's a choice. Like, cheating is a choice. You have a choice on whether you want to cheat or not. You have a choice on whether you want to be loyal. And to me, monogamy is just saying I'm choosing to be loyal, no matter what the situation is or the circumstances or what I like or what I don't like. If those things are there, then it's for me to bring it to my husband and say, well, baby, this, that, and the other, this is how I feel. But to just go outside of my marriage or your relationship, I think that you're not giving respect to your relationship or yourself, because you're making a statement when you do things. In my opinion, you're making a statement about yourself in that instance. What about you, Bebo? Do you think monogamy is reality or fiction?
Well, from listening to you two ladies, I hear, you know, Tony's like, hey, I may, and you like, never in a day. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I think more so I'm kind of like treading the lines with what you said. However, like I still see, my thing is the loyalty part. Like, I think in order for any relationship to work, a person has to be loyal to themselves and know who they are. They have to have a beautiful relationship with themselves. You have to have a beautiful relationship with yourself before you even enter into another relationship with somebody else, or it's going to be dysfunctional. Because if you have a distant relationship with yourself, you can't really offer them you. So you have to know who you are before you even enter a relationship. And I feel that, you know, sometimes people don't keep that in mind before they get into monogamous relationships. They offer things that the person may like or the person will accept. And that right there is when the lines get fuzzy, because they're still an individual even when they become one unit. There's two individuals. So I think that I think monogamy is real. I do believe it's real, and it takes place in the world. But I think that, like you said, it's a choice, and the choice could be like there are married couples that are swingers. They have open relationships. They're cool with that, and they know. Does that mean that they're not being loyal to their vow? Because they, you know, that could be their vow to each other. Like, they're loyal to each other. Like, yo, whoever we go out and get, that's what we get, and we're going to tag team them. They out the door, and then, boom, it's right back to live action with what we doing over here. You know, that's not them being disloyal. I think sometimes the way things are looked at by society on a whole kind of puts that spin on it to make it seem like something may be wrong, when really nothing's wrong there. There's just actions taking place.
Okay, I'm sorry, people, but I just need to back up just a bit. I didn't put a maybe out there. Okay, I definitely didn't put a maybe out there for the simple fact that I've been married for 22 glorious years, and I have not had the inclination to even step out. Number one, because I married my best friend. She's still my best friend, and I'm still very much in love with him. So I have to kind of agree with Leisha. It has to be a mindset. It has to be a mindset. You have to, this is what I want to do. This is important to me, and this is what it is. What do you think about that, Leisha?
Well, all I'm going to say is this is the second time people have talked about some swingers, and I want to know, is this something you're trying to tell us? I'm just saying, you put it out there. I'm just catching the bait.
No, one thing about me is I'm very honest. And by the way, Tony, I really was just joking. You know, I know you're very much married and very much in love. I was just, you know, adding a little humor. Don't
little
nobody
drama.
start trying to inbox Tony while the show going on, like, yo, Ma, what up? And like, you don't start doing that. But I was just trying to cut into some humor before I gave a real piece of myself. You know, how I felt about the issue. And, if I was into a relationship where I was involved with swinging or something like that, I would definitely let that be known. See, that's what I was saying about how society perceives things. Like, I'm not the type that's going to hide behind the globe when I know I'm walking on it. I'm going to say exactly who I am. Like, yo, this is what I'm into. Because I don't want nobody, like, getting the wrong perception about me. So I would put that out there. But, nah, I'm not into a relationship right now that involves any type of swinging activity or anything. I use that as an example a lot of times with marriage and married people to let them know. Because I think sometimes people think that the institute of marriage only consists of how they're living within their marriage, if they feel their marriage is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can accept that. But I think our listeners are going to put a different spin on this tonight. You know, I see a lot of callers on the
got
line.
Yeah, it's definitely a bunch of callers here. Please, callers, press y'all ones, because I'm not going to know if y'all want to speak unless you pressure one. I'm definitely not going to know. So please, you know, pressure one if you would like to speak to myself, Tony, Alicia, so we can know what's going on with your, what's your thoughts on things, how you feel about monogamy, is it real, is it fake, you know, what's your opinion? I see the phone lines is lit up all the way down. We need some callers to press one. Don't just stand there and listen. Don't let us be the say all end all to marriage, because I'm not even married. That's number one. Don't listen to me. If you're in a committed relationship, don't listen to me.
Come on, listeners. What's your opinion? Is it reality or is it fiction? I know we have some strong views out there, and I feel that it is a reality, because I'm of a mindset that it can work. It has worked for me, and it could work for anyone else that really wants it to do. What do you think, Risha?
That's where I stand. I really believe that when you are in a relationship, even if you're just dating, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, that you're not my husband or you're not my wife. When you choose to be in a relationship with anybody, you're choosing to give that person a portion of your loyalty. If they're not your husband or your wife, I understand that. I'm a firm believer in, if that's not your husband or wife, you don't give them everything, because you have to save something for the person that you marry. But when you decide to date or become committed, because that's still a commitment, you're choosing to be loyal to that person. And unless you have a lot of relationships out here where folks got an understanding of you do what you do and she and, you know, I do what I do, and we still stay together. So it's some people out there like that.
Okay, but see, that's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? There go the perception again. You just use the word cheat. How is it cheating if they've agreed? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not targeting you. I'm just speaking directly to you, because it's just me and you on the line with these differences of opinions. But by large, there are a lot of married people out there that really just have a view of certain things. Like, how is it cheating if they know, if they've made this agreement? If I make an agreement with somebody, like, yo, you know, we together, but I be doing my thing over here, and that's the agreement, I'm not cheating. We can't classify that as cheating, and that's when it starts turning ugly within society. That's when people start saying, like, say if it's a female that it's going on with, like, she agreed to it. The first thing other women are going to say is, oh, she's stupid. What is she doing? And without judging her character, without really looking at her, they're thinking they're judging her character, but they're judging her actions and not even looking for her character. Because her character could be exactly what she's doing, which is, I want to have a man that be going and stepping out and doing whatever. I've agreed to that. But people will make it look ugly. And that's not right.
Okay, Aaron, I hear what you're saying. But what if you were in a marriage and your woman wanted to step out? It's a totally different ballgame from your girlfriend. When you put a ring on that finger, it changes the whole dynamics. How would you feel if she all of a sudden, Bebo, you're not enough for me. I need to just, or not even tell you, you find out that she stepped out.
That would be the disrespect. That would be the disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to find out. See, that's where she would have put the stain on our loyalty. Not when she steps out or when she thinks about stepping out. When she thinks about stepping out and she put that on the table, that's when I respect her. I don't disrespect her at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's telling me who she is, and she's not stealing my choice. She's allowing me to have my choice. Like, do I want to deal with this or not?
Okay.
And then she's putting it on the table. She may come at me with that, and I may be like, okay, well, what am I doing wrong? Well, I may need to learn things about myself. I may learn things about myself through our communication. And if she still does go out and step out, then I'll probably feel so much more better about it, because we've came to a point of understanding. We have a caller. Let me take this caller. I don't mean to cut nobody off. We're going to take caller 973. You are live with us on Right and Royalty. Aaron, Tony, and Leisha. Good evening. Who are we speaking with? 973-350?
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm sorry.
I know. My voice be doing that to A by using a dream state. I'm joking with you. How you doing this evening?
That is funny.
I'm
not a married person, but I do have my own views on the discussion that y'all having. I've been in a relationship for 6 years, and we've been very much faithful to one another, and we plan to get married in June. I think stepping out is just shows some kind of sign of insecurity within the both if it's allowed on each other's part. I should never be able to come to him and say, oh, you're never enough for me or you're not enough for me. I seek and want to feel more because I think that you should be getting that from one individual. I think that it's a very unhealthy to just live a life where you have to share yourself with so many people. I just really believe that that's so unhealthy.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
I totally agree with her. It is something that, you know, if once that person is not enough, you should just end it instead of just have it lingering, and it just makes for unhappiness between the two of you.
Right. Because now you're going to be bitter against each other. The communication is definitely going to be off. No one has that equal amount of respect for one another. Who leads in a relationship once you do something like that? A man's supposed to lead. So once you tell him that you want to step out, he feels like he's not even a leader in your life anymore.
Mm-hmm. Can I speak on this?
Yes.
Real quickly, we got another caller, 716. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to speak on. I'm going to just bring this next caller in. I'm going to keep you on the line as well.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
716-913, you are live with Right and Royalty. How you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How is everyone there?
We are
How
fine.
Are you?
Who are
What's your name?
With?
Where you calling from?
I'd rather not say.
You'd rather not say who where you're calling from or who we're speaking with, or both?
That's right. That's right. Both.
Okay, no
but
problem.
I, okay.
I'm sure you
okay.
have a comment.
I do. I just wanted to throw out there, the topic is very interesting, but how do you handle, and I think, well, let me just say this. I think people step out because they're in relationships that are going nowhere. And sometimes there are relationships that are for convenience only. And I think people step out because of boredom.
Hmm.
That's a pretty
interesting perspective because that kind of goes right back to what I was saying, which ironically, all of you are saying what I'm saying because it comes down to choice and what's going on in communication. See, way before the cheating or any of that even happened, the communication was all the way off because nobody was broadcasting the right signals, you dig? So it goes back to what she just said as far as the boredom. The boredom comes when there's no communication. Because if there's communication, people are going to start moving in the general direction of interest. And either they're going to move together or they're going to move separately. But no one's choice is going to be stolen in the process because there's communication.
Okay,
and
but I
agree with that. Even in an instance where it's an agreement, you still have guidelines there. You guys have set up how you want it to be and what you want it to be. And if you're agreeing to this and this is what they're discussing, then you don't step outside of those guidelines in a relationship.
Okay.
And I do agree with her because I don't know how many people watch Being Mary Jane, but they talked about this from yesterday. And she made a good point. There are many reasons why people cheat, but cheating is still a choice, whether you're bored, whether you're not getting what you need at home. It doesn't matter. You still are making a choice to cheat. instead of going to that person and saying, this is what the problem is, and using that communication with your partner on what the issues is and trying to work them out. Now, if you're not getting the get right or what you need in that relationship to keep going, then you have a choice to make. Either I'm going to stay or I'm going to leave, you know, and leave that person before you decide to go out and cheat on that person, because it becomes a waste of time and energy.
Okay.
That's true.
I mean, honestly, it probably sounds like that I'm not agreeing with y'all, but I think we all agreeing with each other, and we're just using our own set of words to express ourselves in different manners. Mm-hmm. But we coming to a point where we're going to be bringing in the expert on the topic. We're going to be having the author, the entertainer, the talk show host, the all-around beautiful person, Mac Mama, coming on very shortly. And before we do, I want to give y'all her bio, and I want to play a little bit of her music, because she's very well-rounded. She does a lot of great things. I'm going to get into that when I speak about her bio. But I just want to know, do the callers want to add anything else at this point to this section of the conversation in the show?
Well, I will say, you know, I think cheating, I think that we all, I do agree with you that we all agree it's just in our own form of how we believe. I just truly think that it's very unhealthy to be in a cheating relationship. I think that if you don't want to be with that person, if you're bored with that person, that you have lost so much communication, so much interest in one another and everything. But there's ways of spicing up a relationship rather than go out and cheat, because then you're going to keep searching and searching. I feel like you're chasing something that you're not going to ever be able to fulfill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it at that.
We actually didn't get your name. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey. It's Shamar.
Okay.
Well, I
want to
say congratulations, Shamar.
Yes,
oh,
congratulations. And I wish y'all all the best. And it sounds like y'all have a great understanding, like y'all already in preparations of planning y'all life together, because y'all been planning together thus far. So definitely I hope God looks over y'all union and bless y'all. And please stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show, because we're going to be bringing some more callers back in frequently, in and out. And I want, you know, you might have something else to say, or you, Mac Mama, may come on and trigger something, but it's going to be good. Please stay on the line, for real.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yes,
welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay. I'm about to get into Mac Mama's bio, and this is basically freestyle, because I know Mac. Like, you know, she's very good people. And, you know, Mac Mama is the author of Daisy Jones and the author of The Original Bad Girl, which is her life story, real life story. She spent 14 years of her life in prison, in and out. She came home. She became an author. She's also an entertainer. She's been doing music all her life, working with some of the biggest artists in the industry, from Styles P, from the Lox, to, like, you just name it. Like, she's done a lot. She interviews. She's a great interviewer. She's a great host. She speaks out with children. She outreaches with children. She's in conjunction with a coffee company that promotes straight health. This is not, you know, your regular caffeine in the morning. And she has a lot of great things going on, and she's a great person. And we're going to get to her in a second. I'm going to play some of her music, and then we're going to bring Mac right on, and y'all going to get to know her on a more personal level. And she really going to drop some real serious jewels about this monogamy thing, because she be on point. So I definitely want y'all to pay attention to my girl when she get on, for real. We're about to get into this joint. Please don't leave. Stay on the line, hold with us, and listen to the music.
I want to shout out the chat room. Shout out to the chat room.
Oh, yeah, give a shout to the chat room real quick. Shout out the people in the chat room real quick before we jump into this joint.
Thank you, chat room.
I
want to
shout out.
Appreciate you.
Shout out to the chat room. That's right.
We got the
Thank you
ladies
very
of
much.
Truth with us today. Thank y'all for
Thank
coming
you
out.
Very much. That's Mac Mama, standing room only. She big, I told you.
Yeah. Wouldn't be complete if I didn't get on his track and talk some shit. Shit. You know how your girl Mac Mama do. This motherfucker. In my pimpin' mood, all a nigga gotta do is pay me right. Pussy tight, how you like it, daddy? Turn off the light, just wanna freak tonight. No fuss, no fight. Got all my ladies pushing Mercedes. OBG shit, want one, pay me. Do you blame me for being this shit? Got trap boy by the town copping me whip. Wanna dip, kiss on my lower lip. Stick some dick, let the way I move my hips. Quite thick, know they love it like that. Tits real and perky, ass round and fat. A down ass bitch like the boss of gas. Hustle every day, taking them stacks. No need to ask, a dude for nada. All inclusive, raw, come with the Prada. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. Throw your hands in the air, I'm not a hater. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. To the honey, taking money, don't be acting funny. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. Some of my niggas in the place wanna hump your face. Why? Cause I want some head tonight. Don't be acting shady. Baby, everybody wanna know who I'm doing. Is she a freak? Who she screwing? A little bi, but I still love my guys. Hard and long, right between my thighs. Got me high, hope that Spanish fly. Slip me a Mickey to give me a hickey. Tryna get me a Nicky to do a little licky. How you living, Mac Mama? Still selling them dimpy. Straight up, honey, and you know I be asking. Love getting that head, shorties I be macking. No acting, this is who I be. We're the key to BK, Miss NYC. Got a million flows, 100 hoes. Wearing Mac Mama tees, sipping off they clothes. Holding poster boards up at all my shows. G-string, bling, bling, all my bitches know. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. Throw your hands in the air, I'm not a hater. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. To the honey, taking money, don't be acting funny. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. To my niggas in the place, wanna hump your face. Why? Cause I want some head tonight. Don't be acting shady. Baby, wanna take it to the telly. Wanna taste my Nelly. My honey so sweet, never been smelly. Lick my belly, lay me on the bed. You got them jigger lips, come give me head. Now you wanna fuck, let's talk some figures. I'm pimping, I ain't playing with none of you niggas. Just pass the Dutch, keep it hush. Don't rush, cause it's cold, just a touch. No need to be greedy, got mad friends with asses. Cashing big checks, giving pussy passes. At last, found me a cat that's rich. Pushing bricks, lots of Caribbean tricks. Big tits, lobsters, caviar. Wherever we are, treating me like a star. Don't even wanna cheat, cause my nigga freak. Long time all night and he loves me. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. Throw your hands in the air, I'm not a hater. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. To the honey, taking money, don't be acting funny. I love it when they call me Mac Mama. To my niggas in the place, wanna hump your face. Why? Cause I want some head tonight. Don't be acting shady. Baby.
Yes, we are back. And we are about to bring Mac Mama on. Without further ado, Leisha, Tony, y'all got anything y'all want to say before we bring on the woman of the hour?
I love that song. I love that song.
Yeah.
I'm super
Mac
excited
Mama
for her to
be doing her thing. Yes. So
That's
without further does. Without further ado, about to bring Mac in. Mac, what's
Hello?
Good?
I love it when
hey.
They call me Mac Mama.
Hey.
Y'all had me dancing in here. That's what's up. I love that song y'all picked. That's one of my most underrated songs, man. I love that song. I think I really did Biggie justice.
Yes, in
that building, the Right and Royalty crew, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited. I've been itching. I've been in the chat room. Shout out to the chat room. And I just was like, oh, I can't wait for them to get me on so I don't forget, because there's so many things that you guys were saying that, like, I wanted to chime in on. But let me calm down. First of all, can I say something?
Yes, you can.
I'm saying it right. No one's stopping me. Okay.
Go ahead. We want
first
you to talk.
First of all, I have to say this, because Bebo, baby, you know I love you. You my brother. I can't wait to see you this weekend in Miami. We're going to turn up. But let me say this, baby. I want you to read my bio next time, because you jacked me up, baby. It's not the original bad. It's
Tales of an Original Bad Girl.
And I didn't do 14 years, God forbid. It was 13. And, yes, but, you know, I love you. And you took it off the top of your head, and I was like, but nah, dog, I need you to read my stuff right, because you left out some stuff. So let me give it to y'all. Okay, I got Daisy Jones by Mac Mama. I got Tales of an Original Bad Girl by Mac Mama. And I also have two short eroticas, and I love eroticas, and I think I did wonderful jobs at these eroticas. Goddess, but here's the thing. I didn't write it under Mac Mama. I wrote it under my pen name, Macalicious. So if you love, you know, all the freaks out there that love the erotica reading, make sure y'all check out that Goddess and that Goddess Part 2, The Freak Within by Macalicious. And those are only exclusive to Amazon and Barnes & Noble's on e-books. They're e-books. But Tales of Original Bad Girl, if you want the autographed copy and if you want the soundtrack that comes with it, if y'all feeling my music, you can order directly from my publishing company, which is StarStatusPublishing.com, or you can order from Amazon, and you can go to iTunes and get the soundtrack for $9.99. But if you order from me, you can get both my books, the paperbacks, Daisy Jones and Tales of Original Bad Girl, signed. Plus, I'll throw in for free the soundtrack. So if you go to StarStatusPublishing.com, you definitely come off a little bit better. Also, so everybody that's been getting on me about Mistress, it's coming. I promise you guys, I'm working on it. I'm writing it as we speak, and it's coming out popping. It's so much pressure on me to make it just as good and even better than Daisy Jones, and I'm not going to let y'all down. I know it's taking a long time, but I'm just slow. I'm slow, but I'm sure, because I got a lot of stuff going on. Make sure y'all keep, you know, abreast of Mac Mama World. Mac Mama, if you're on Facebook, click on that Mac Mama page and that Star Status Publishing, and follow me on Twitter at Mac Mama, Instagram Mac Mama 1. And if you want to be my personal friend, go to Author Mac Mama. I created a page for you guys because my other personal page is full. So, you know, just make sure y'all stay abreast of me because there's a lot going on. TV shit's about to pop, so make sure y'all keep it posted. And also Blog Talk Radio, I'm definitely on there. Go in the archives. I got some new shows coming out in February, but if you want to just check out, I've had all the greats. Nene Capri, the lovely Nene Capri, my girl, Boss Lady, her interview is on there. We got Wahida Clark, Treasure E. Blue, Ashley and Jaquavis, the wonderful Aaron E. Bebo. All the greats in urban literature have been on Mac Mama's World Radio, so make sure, besides writing royalty, that y'all check with girl Mac Mama on Mac Mama's World Radio. Shout out to my girl Kiana. I feel like I'm doing a radio thing now. I'm hype. Listen, I'm going to shut up now about Mac Mama, and
yeah,
I'm going to talk about the subject.
Yeah, hold up. No. Before you even get into the subject, Macalicious, because I see you showed up here real sexy tonight. You went straight BK on me. You went straight BK on me, though. And then, right, while you was down there in Fort Greene, let me tell you what happened. Aaron E. Bebo, Treasure Blue, Aaron E. Bebo.
I'm sorry, but listen, the director with a pen, baby.
You
need no introduction. They know who you
are,
baby.
You don't left Treasure E out and gave it to me.
And gave you the E, boo. I'm hyped.
Yes.
Listen, and I'm glad you talked about my coffee, because I had a cup and then I chased it with two glasses of wine. I'm hyped.
Yeah,
know that
see? And that's why.
I'm organo gold right now, baby. That's why I do
your bio, because I knew you was going to come on and give the serious rundown.
Okay. I was going to come on typhoon style, like just crazy
with
a tsunami.
Yeah, I already knew what
was
going on. I knew you was feeling good because you let the cat out the bag about Miami. I ain't even say nothing.
Oh,
but don't worry about it.
Pictures
coming soon. Now that you done mentioned this, pictures coming soon.
Hold on. Tom, I got a shout out to the legendary Nikki Turner, man. She's going to be tuning in tonight, too. That's my girl. I'm going down here to Miami and kick it with my girl. She a real live chick, too. I love her to death. And, you know, she was on my show, too, if y'all want to go in the archives and check that interview out. But we're going to have a ball, man. Yeah, Aaron Bebo, my girl Kenesha, I'm going to see you guys. I'm real excited. I'm hyped right now. I'm turned all the way up. And I'm ready to get it cracking. But wait a minute. Let me give the ladies on the panel some love. Thank you, guys. Tony, Doe, Baby, and Leisha, thank you so much for having me. And I was telling Aaron earlier that, you know, you guys are so professional. It was not a hassle to be on the show. Everything was, you know, smooth. I seen y'all found, like, some hot pictures of me. I appreciate the red mink photo because my birthday's on Valentine's Day, and my favorite color is red. I'm sitting in my red and black office right now. And I just love you, ladies. You know, thank you, and you're doing your thing. I love the show, and I'm honored to be on tonight. And with that, I'm going to relax and let you guys ask me some questions, and we can get into this topic.
Yeah. One last thing, Mac, before they even start. Don't be trying to put the spin on us. That's the last spin you get tonight, okay?
Send what's your, this,
you,
baby?
For
what
real.
Is it? Hold up, my
nah,
girl,
you
have, is in the
listen,
chat room. What's
you
popping,
exactly.
Momo
B? You, oh,
okay,
shout
right.
to Momo
what's
B.
Spin, baby?
Shut, yeah,
what's
that
spin,
right there. That right there. We handling the interview. You here to be asked questions tonight. We got to get
I'm
you
a,
in
and
perspective.
That's why I'm going to sit on down, baby. I'm sitting down, and I'm going to relax, and
I'm
going to get
you, I guess.
Nah, but you got, nah, I'm
you
not a big
lady.
I'm not, nah,
baby,
listen,
I got your back,
you got to
understand. I got your back.
You got to understand,
baby.
Me and Mac talk like that. It's like that when where we from. Like, you talk like that so people really understand you, and it's good. It's not nothing. She know what's up. She's here to be here. Mac will spin this on you. We not
okay.
doing it.
Okay, all right, listen. I'm being quiet. I want to, like, I'm really interested in the topic. And I, again, too, Leisha and Tony Doe, Nene Capri, thank you, ladies, for coming up with something interesting that I can talk about because I have so much to say on this topic. And and I think I want to say before I even begin is that this is a topic that's really about, you know, someone's opinion and someone's choice and how they view their relationship. So whatever we say in tonight, guys, it ain't, you know, it's not for fact. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But, you know, you may agree or you may disagree, but it's definitely something that is to each his own. I think that this is that sort of thing. It's to each his own, however you, you know, choose to handle your relationship. But I'm itching to tell my opinion. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, listen,
go ahead.
Tony going to set you off with the first question.
Okay. I'm quiet.
Thank you, Bebo. But welcome, Mama Mac. Mac Mama. I'm back to that Mama Mac. This is Tony Doe. And you came in with such energy. I'm ready to take a nap. You just got me going over here. But it's a pleasure to have you on, and we are really honored for you to grace our Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
As you can see, this is a very, very hot topic, and we've had different spins on it. But do you feel that monogamy is a thing of the past, or is it fiction, reality?
Oh, it's definitely reality. It's so much reality that there is so much of it going on in my favorite reality shows. You know, it's a big topic in Love and Hip Hop, which is one of my favorite shows. Last night I was watching another favorite that one of you ladies mentioned earlier, being Mary Jane. So, yeah, it's alive and it's real and it's popping. And yeah, it's just not going to go away. And I'm going to tell you why in a few.
Yo, you're out of control. What up, Leisha? I know we've been cutting you off. I apologize.
I'm good.
Leisha.
First of all, I need to shout out Mo B. Kicking down fiber walls in the chat room. What's going on?
That's right. That's my girl, Momo B. What's up,
good people.
Now, y'all, I was so excited. I did a lot of research. This author here is the true example of somebody who had a second chance and took it, ran with it, and turned it into her own. I actually saw a thing on YouTube where you were mentoring to some teenagers. I don't know if they were teenagers or if they were in juvenile or but somebody didn't. Sit down and cross their legs or sit down or something like that. And
yes, those were babies. They were like 12, 13, 15, and 16. Poor babies. Yep, and in a juvenile facility in Connecticut. Yes.
Mhm. Now the Black Family Unit. Do you feel that it is? Well, I don't want to say, do you feel that it's broken, because it is broken, but do you feel that enough is being done to repair it, to help, you know, these children? Because broken people produce broken people. So we want to try to fix, you know, get that under control. Do you feel that enough is being done for that to happen?
Now, can you just elaborate a little bit? When you say a broken family, are you talking about these young children, these young girls that are having these babies out of wedlock?
When I mean like broken, sometimes it's a generational thing. If you have a baby at 15, your mother may have had a baby at 15 or 16 where everything is repetitive. And sometimes
you
they
that.
Are
okay.
fatherless
Let
mothers.
Me just, let me interject real quick for my thought to disappear.
Okay.
I'm clear now. Funny you say that. I just, and I'm telling you, literally had a conversation with my 13-year-old daughter, my baby, my only daughter, Velvet, about 2 hours prior to this show. And we sat down, and she had confided in me something that was very, very private and something that I was so proud that she told me. And I just was telling her, like, you know, there's no shame. In fact, I'll tell you what she said, because I think that this should be an open conversation. As I was talking to her, I was saying, wow, this should be an open conversation mothers have with their young daughters. It's very important that these young girls especially don't feel ashamed of their bodies and their puberty and what's going on with them. And she had just confided to me that, you know, she had touched herself. You know, she did. That's how she said, yeah, Mama, touch myself. Is that bad? I said, baby, it's called masturbation. And no, it's not bad. I prefer you do that than go out and have sex with one of these young boys. And then that led into a deeper discussion on how I want her to, you know, have the upper hand when it comes to anything sexual, meaning that I don't want her to be one of these girls that grow into women needing a man for sexual relations. Like, you please yourself, honey, and concentrate on school and hold that virginity as long as you possibly can, preferably until you're married. And I think that as parents, if we have these conversations, especially women with our daughters, stop making them feel ashamed of being horny or ashamed because they're liking boys. This is natural. You know, come on. You know, the traditional way of thinking is long gone. We are in a society where these children can click a button and see people having sex. They can see people having sex with animals. They can see bestiality, rape. I mean, it's so much stuff that these children, God bless them, that they're exposed to on this internet. This internet could be a blessing, but it's also a curse. So we have to have these conversations with our children and stop making them feel ashamed because they're feeling sexual desires. It's normal. It's natural. And I had a very great conversation with my daughter, and I just allowed her to feel free in talking to me about it. And I also made her know that, listen, baby, long as you're in control of your sexuality, no one could take that from you. You hold on to your virginity and you concentrate on school, and you can be the next Michelle Obama, the next Hillary Clinton, because those are powerful women. And those men are empowered because they have powerful women behind them. Then we went into a whole other thing, you know, with that. But so I'm glad that you asked that question, because it's just crazy how I just had that conversation. So with the answer to the question is, broken families these days, I think that a lot could be fixed with just having these honest conversations with our youth, with our young daughters and our young sons, about what we expect from them in the future and what life is really about, and stop pretending that this stuff doesn't exist.
I totally agree with that.
I definitely agree with that. And that is a problem, where a lot of times parents aren't talking to their children about just what's going on in the world and just being honest with them. But sometimes, you know, it's no shame in making a mistake. It's when you don't learn from that mistake that's the problem. And letting your kids
know that
you've
been here. And if we don't tell them, like, that there's nothing wrong with feeling these sexual urges, then they go out in the streets or they go to the internet and they ask these questions and they get these dumb fucking answers, excuse my language, you know what I mean, that's going to make them you know, do the shit that people out there are doing. You know what I mean? Because they're not getting anything that's, you know, they're just going to get that, yeah, have sex, girl, yeah, turn up, pop a Molly, ooh, yeah, be a stripper, pop that ass, twerk in the mirror. Like, that's all they know from, you know, from going out into these streets or to the internet. So we have to teach our daughters, especially if we've made mistakes, especially, you know, because I'm certainly not a stellar person. I did 13 years of my life in and out of prison, not because I was a good girl. So I always tell my daughter, ask me, baby, because I done did all that stuff. So I know what's wrong out there. I can avoid you. It's like studying, you know, so you have your own private encyclopedia of mistakes. You know what I mean? So this way you can, you know, kind of circumvent through life without making these same mistakes.
Yo, Matt, let me ask you this, like, just veering away from that for a second and getting back on this other road. What is your take? Because I have a question, but I want to know what your full take on monogamy is first before I even ask.
Okay, well,
question.
Here's my full take, and I'm not going to go in and out and speak in circles. It's very clear cut. First of all, let me say this. I agree with, I forgot who said it earlier, but Bebo, you said it. I hate the fact that we've been brainwashed with those words, cheating, unfaithful, not being loyal, because right then and there it puts a stigma on anything that has to do to deal with monogamy. So here now I jump into it. This is my personal opinion, and this is how I live my life. I'm in a relationship now with a woman. She is totally against, not being faithful and not being monogamous in a relationship. So because of that, I am not practicing an open relationship. I respect her because she caught me in a time in my life where I needed to be in a relationship with her, and I had to follow by these rules. Had I not, I probably would not be in no, you know, confining relationship. But then I begin to fall in love with her, and then I tell her these things because, yes, I did cheat in the relationship. And then after that, we went through a lot of stuff. It was real wild. But I explained to her, it's not because I don't love you. It's just because I got bored. It's just something to do. It had nothing to do with you. Why are you even making yourself? You had nothing to do with it. It was me. And then, you know, we kind of got past that, and she understands. It's a struggle for me right now. In this day, you know, right now, we've been together 6 years. I struggle because I have a roving eye, not because I'm not happy at home. It's just because other shit look good to me. Like, I sell coffee. I drink mocha sometime. I drink latte. Sometime I like it black. Sometime I want a little cream in it. I get bored easily. It's not because I don't want the coffee, is because I want different size of the coffee. I want to taste different flavors. And that's why mostly men cheat. I believe that men don't go out and purposely want to hurt their good women. Now, marriage is a whole different thing. If I was married, it would be off the table because we took a vow and we made some serious commitments. But right now I'm talking to people that are in relationships and they're not yet in a commitment and they didn't take serious vows in the church in front of the Lord. I'm talking to the people that are in, you know, relationships. You got a man, you got a woman, you got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend. You got to spice up this relationship. If you want to keep your man, ladies, you got to – look how last night, I don't know who seen being Mary Jane. The lady propped her head on the pillow to suck her man's thing. Come on. Mary Jane was like, I'm not lazy. I don't need no pillow. You got to make your partner happy. I'm talking to the men now. You know, if you're with a woman – it's the same thing. You have to do things to keep your partner happy, whether it be, you know, be spicing up in the bedroom or stop being so goddamn cheap and go out and buy a cute little pocketbook because that's what the hell she wants. So much you don't understand that she wants $1,000 bag. That's what she wants. You go out and you make your lady happy. You do these things because there's somebody out there waiting to do it for her if you don't do it. You got to stay on your A game, people. Simple as that. When I was married to a man, I used to tell my husband all the time, he treated me so bad. If you read my book, I tell the whole story. I was an abused woman, and it was just really awful. I was emotional and physical abuse. And I used to say to him, I swear I wish I was your mistress because as wifey, I don't get treated like shit. I know you treating a bitch out there better than you treating me. I couldn't prove it, but I just felt like that. So I say to you, this is the era that the side pieces are basically taking over the game. And ladies, stop being mad at these bitches. Because first of all, if you're not my friend, you don't owe me no loyalty. It's every woman out to them. It's every woman to themselves out there. This is a lot, it's a rough game out here. Okay. Especially if you live in a city like Atlanta, where a lot of men are gay, and the little men that's out there that's straight, y'all got to compete hard for them. So stop going and fighting and arguing with the women because your man stepped out on you. It's your man. It's not the woman. Stop being mad at the ladies. Another thing, too, Bebo, I goes back to what you were saying. If you have an agreement with your partner that you guys have an open relationship, I think it's better that way. You're not lying. You're not sneaking around. You both agreed. Hey, babe, if I see something, you know, and I want to bring her home, you know, maybe I want to do a little bisexual shit. You know, come on. You're grown. Stop acting, it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty to you, but the next bitch might find it, entertaining. So you got to be more flexible. These women out here are so rigid. They don't want to try things. You get bored. Who the hell
you know
wants
why, Mac, though? It goes to what
yes,
you said, tradition. It's the tradition. So remember, like a few minutes ago, you were saying how the old tradition is out. But, see, people are still living. People are still living in the old tradition with all these new age things before them. You feel me? Like people, the internet is there. The internet is there, and they know their kids. They'll buy their kid this phone, this smartphone, where he can go right on and watch this porn, or she can go right on and watch this porn, and they won't. And they'll still be living in the tradition of I'm keeping it covered. It's a coven over it. They'll be pretending like it is because, in all actuality, even in our traditions, we were pretending. It was just things you were doing that you didn't want people to see. Now that things are more exposed, people are still living with their blinders on. You feel me? Like they don't see it.
We're in a society now, an age, a computer age, where 10, 15 years from now, it's going to be basically robots controlling us. You have to get with the
times.
They're
already controlling us. That's what I'm talking about.
You have to get with the times. But the bottom line is, I definitely want to make it clear that my feelings about monogamy has nothing to do with married couples. That's something totally different. Like swinging, that's a commitment. That's something that you have a discussion with your husband or your wife, and you say, "Yo, babe, let's go to a little swingers club. You know, let's do it once a year, whatever. You know, just to put some spice into the relationship." That's an agreement that you have to make with your husband or your wife. But if you're not married, all bets is off. Okay. Unless you make an agreement with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Like, I made a damn agreement with my girl. I'm still regretting it. Like, goddamn, why did I promise her this shit? It's hard on me, but I don't want to hurt her. So I can't cheat. I can't step out. She's not agreeing to this shit. Every so often I bring it up again, you know, just in case. I just want my options open. But she's not agreeing with it. So if you're
with
somebody
that's
not agreeing with it,
you're in a contract, Mac. Basically, you're signed
up,
and
you're
ready.
If I fuck up one more time, I'm out. And I don't want to lose her. She's a good woman. I got a great woman. My baby cook, clean, hold me down. She's my personal assistant, my everything. She's everything to me. And I feel like one night of, you know, like hot, lusty sex is just not worth losing what I have at home. You know what I mean?
That's corny.
But I do still, and she knows I agree about, you know, monogamy because I keep it real. And the day she says yes, it's not like I'm going to run out and be like, yeah, I want to fuck somebody. It's just something that I have, an open path. So if something do come by me that I might be like, okay, maybe I can swing a little with that. I can be honest with her and tell her about it. I don't want to be sneaking and lying. Then somebody said earlier on the panel, I don't know who said it, that it's very dangerous. Yeah, if you don't protect yourself, come on, we're adults here. We're talking, I'm hoping that I'm talking to people that's at least in their 30s. You use protection. You know, I don't know if I'm not a nympho, so I don't need to, you know, screw around with 10 and 15 people. I'm talking about if you just happen to see somebody that catch your eye and y'all have something in common and you strike a conversation, you're laughing, you're joking, and you have chemistry with that person and something just happens to happen. I'm not saying go out there and have sex with 10 different people a week. That's stupid. Of course that's dangerous. You slip up, you might not use the condom, you get sick, you die of AIDS. I mean, it's a whole thing that can happen behind that. But just
The call lines is crazy. We got to start bringing some of these callers in, Mac.
Bring
you already know
in.
How it
bring
is. Listen, we're going to bring some callers in, and then we're going to get back into the convo. We're going to let y'all ask some questions, say what y'all got to say. Please try to keep it within like a 2 minute. 2 minutes is a long time, so I'm really going to say like a minute and a half. Please try to keep like a minute and a half to 2 minutes, And I know y'all love Mac, but let's keep it moving. It's a bunch of people, please. And I'm going to
take... I love y'all, too. Call in with the love for Mac. I love the love for Mac. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to take the first caller I've seen, which is 614-975. You are live with us. Good evening. How are you? Who are we speaking with?
My name is Ken Ken. I'm a very, very good friend of Mac Mama's. I love her a great deal, you know?
Hey, welcome to the clubhouse.
And how are you, baby?
What's going on, baby?
Well, when it comes to monogamy, like with every relationship, and I'll make it quick, you have to have an understanding with the person that you're in the relationship with. You have to have a clear understanding. Most people, when they get tired in a relationship, some men, when they're tired, they're done. They'll move on to somebody else, which is understanding. I come from a polygamous family. My father had 19 wives, and there was not a problem in the house. I had 18 other mothers. You understand me? And it was not a problem to see my father sleep with this one and sleep with that one. But they went into it with an understanding. It was not a mistake. However, when you come to America, a man will marry a woman that he respects, and he might respect her so much he cannot be himself sexually. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. You might have a woman you love, her. This is the woman you marry, but you might want to pee on somebody, and you don't want to do that to your wife, so you step out of the relationship. Is that clear?
No, I got you. I follow you.
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? I was married for 19 years. I didn't understand, why is my man cheating? I used to do lizard lap. I cook. I clean. I make money. I had a nice body. Why is this man cheating on me? After we get a divorce, I find porno movies. He liked to geek freak, sniff cocaine, and have sex with various women, things I wasn't about. So people cheat for various reasons. You have to know who you're with and what they like. And on that note, I'll let you guys go.
Say hi, thank you, baby. Shout out to Nigeria. Oh, my Nigerians, I love them.
Yes, shout.
Thank
shout,
you.
And we very much appreciate you calling in. Please continue to listen on the line.
Enjoying the show.
I definitely would check you out. I'm a Mac Mama fan. Mac Mama.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you enjoy the show, sweetie.
We're gonna take.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, we're gonna take this next caller. 561-800.
Shoot. I don't know what to say. Okay. Hey, everybody. Hey, Meg. Mama.
Hey, Mama B. What's up, girl?
What's up, Aaron?
What's up, Mama?
Ladies?
What's up, baby? How
are
you?
I am good. I got a beef with y'all, but I ain't even gonna say it now because Aaron told me I got a few minutes, so I can't even mess around with y'all. But what I want to say is when I finally got a chance to read the topic, it said it was like monogamy. Is it reality or fiction? And as soon as I saw that, that's when I started formulating my thoughts. So now that we've done moved on with the conversation, I have other things to say. But I want to start with that right now. Monogamy, is it reality or fiction? What I feel about that is, of course it's reality. Ain't nothing fiction about it. If you ask me, fiction is something that it's just like imaginary events that you read about, you watch TV about, TV shows, movies, stuff like that. Ain't no fiction in real life. Come on. Who does that? Real life is real life, and real life should not be about anything that's fiction. That's what separates the two. So, yes.
Okay, do you agree? Do you agree with monogamy, or you disagree with it, darling?
No.
Hold on, Mac. Don't be cutting her off on the show. Let her go ahead.
Okay,
so
no,
she's got two minutes.
Personally speaking, yes, I believe in monogamy. I believe that when you with me or when I'm with you, then that's how we should ride. If we agree going in that this is what we're doing. If you don't tell me and I'm just assuming, that's a different thing. But if we both enter this relationship saying that, yo, we rocking, me and you, you my girl and your man, this is how we doing. If we both understand that,
well,
that's
let me ask
be.
You a quick. Can I ask you a quick
no,
question? Just
no,
a quick one.
No. No.
Because
I'm about to ask her. I'm about to ask her already what you is about to ask her.
No,
don't
you're not.
Worry.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
I was going to ask something totally different. But go ahead, boo. This is your show. Do
I
you,
already
baby.
Know
I'm
what you're going to ask her, Mac.
Sugar.
No,
you don't,
I already know.
You don't know what I was going to ask her. Mm-mm.
I'm telling you. I already know what you're going to ask
okay,
her.
Okay, Bebo, what was she going to say? You psychic. Go on, tell us what she was going to say.
I mean, from everything that you just said, right, I just want to know, have you ever been the side chick?
Well, that's a good question, but I wasn't going to say that, but that's a good question. Go
that
ahead.
Is a good question, but.
No, just answer
does,
it. I don't want to hear
no
buts. It's
no,
yes or no.
No, what, no, what I'm going to say is. I
you don't know if you've been
question.
The side chick before?
No, Aaron, I'm prefacing that with something. I could answer your question. But that has nothing to do with monogamy. If I'm somebody else's side chick, that don't mean I'm cheating on my man. That's a totally
okay,
different
listen.
Thing.
Okay, listen. No. You know what that has to do with? That has to. Please answer the question. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it has to do with.
Guess.
Have you ever
let
been a side chick?
No.
Go ahead,
Molo
B. Say what you going to say.
I was never a side chick. No, I was never a side chick.
Damn,
because
you
however,
said yeah a minute
if
ago.
If I was, that don't mean I was cheating on my man. That doesn't mean I was.
But what that would do would knock down the wall of your belief in the fact that monogamy is real because you're not practicing it. Even when you're cheating with someone else's man, you're not practicing monogamy. How could that be the belief you stand on?
First of all, when I came on the scene, what I said was monogamy is fact. It's not a fiction because fiction means imaginary events and people. So unless everybody
right.
in the world,
and then you said my belief
unless everybody in the world never believed in monogamy, if that was just a bull BS from the start, that would be a different story. But I know plenty of people who've been one-on-one forever. So it is real. That's my point. It's real.
No, can
it's
I ask my
not.
Question? Because I wasn't going to ask that. I just want to ask one quick question to you, Momo B. When you were married, did you ever, and be honest, did you ever, not that you acted out on your marriage, but did you ever, because I know you was married like about, what, 10 years or something like that, 8 years?
I got my hands up. I was never married.
I was wondering what Mac was
okay,
talking about,
you,
too.
No, she was with her baby father for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we were together for a long time.
When you was with your baby father, did you ever just say to yourself, damn, he's boring me shitless. I want to fuck somebody else.
Well, there goes your belief.
You know, I did. I did say that.
Okay.
But that doesn't have nothing with my belief, Aaron, because
you're right, Mo.
Don't play me, Aaron. You're trying to play me now. I know you well enough to know. You just like, shut up, Mo. All right.
You're right.
No,
Aaron, please. It's your opinion. And I apologize.
Okay, thank you. Let me just
add this one little thing. Monogamy is a two-way street. So once you step out on me, then I can do whatever I want to do. How about that?
I agree.
Step out on nobody first. I never would. But if you step out on me, monogamy's out the window. Where is the
when you say
where
step out, that means I want to make it clear. When I say monogamy, I don't believe in monogamy. I believe that the people that's involved should discuss this. I agree with you, Aaron B., that
well,
it shouldn't be a cheating. It shouldn't be a matter of cheating. It's just a discussion that this is how we're going to do our relationship. If you're stepping out, that puts a negative intonation on it, like you're doing something bad. I'm stepping away from the relationship.
But if we agree that we're going to have an open relationship,
honey,
monogamy.
I'm talking about
that's,
open relationship.
That's not monogamy. Then that's totally different. It's
okay.
Monogamy,
but how about
what
this?
I want.
We're going to keep you on here, Mo. We're going to see if somebody
all right,
else
all right, listen.
Got a little something to say.
We're going
to keep you on here. Hold on, okay?
I'm here.
Thanks for calling, Mama. Enjoy the show, sweetie.
Aaron, you want to bring in another caller?
Sure. We could bring in 404, 426. You are live with Right and Royalty. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Peace. This is no other than your number one nemesis. It's Cash, my brother. What's up?
Cash, what's good, baby?
Hey, what's good?
I'm glad
you're going to do
it this Wednesday. I got some
That's
things
right.
to tell you.
Yeah.
What's
so,
good,
so,
baby?
Maybe
Hi,
I can give you a literary.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, hey, baby, what's
cash
up?
Interview. Yeah, I just did that Cash interview. What's up, baby? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. I'm blessed. I'm interested to hear a man's point of view besides Aaron Bebo's. How do you feel
right.
about this?
Well, this is what I'm going to say. A lot of people are talking about the way life should be. I'm going to talk about the way it is. In very few men that is going to be monogamous, so you can get that out of your head. And the only reason men marry women and agree to that is because they love the woman, and knowing that if they're truthful, she's not going to go for it, so they lie.
Mm.
So that's just how it is. If I want a woman and I love her and I know she's not going to go for me having another woman, then I'm going to tell her what she want to hear.
Real talk.
So that's a simple fact. So and if my woman listening, oh, well, you mad.
Cash, have you ever been in a relationship where you could have been honest with your woman? Have you ever had a relationship where you were honest with your woman and she agreed with that?
Yeah, I had that. In fact, I had a relationship where I had six women and we all lived together.
Okay. And how did that work out?
I think that I was too young to really make it work, and some of the women that came in it, they agreed to it, but their purpose was to come in and to move everybody else out. So I probably made some bad decisions
women
on
that are
who
very
I allowed in.
If you're territorial, then that thing is not going to work for you. Anything open is won't work for territorial people.
Yeah,
you have to be
so
free-spirited.
Yeah, that didn't work too well because I was young and I handled a lot of the problems that came up between them. Instead of me letting them work it out themselves, I made a decision. And women hold grudges a long time when they think you take another woman's position over them. So it didn't work out great. Two of them lasted a long time, but the other four, it kind of rotated. But just in a relationship where it's one-on-one, so the question should be, have I ever been faithful to a woman? And I'll tell you that, no, not in the free society. In prison, like that, but not in the free society. But I never wanted to. I could do it now, but I'm just saying from a man's point of view, I'm gonna say 90% of all men cheat.
Okay, Cash, I have a question for you. This is Tony. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing well. You say 90% of men would step out and quote unquote.
I believe so.
Okay, now if you have a woman that's providing every one single one of your needs, you know, even needs that you didn't even know you needed, would you still feel the desire to step out even though you're getting totally satisfied at home?
Okay, my answer to she it's impossible for her to provide everything because she can't provide that which strokes my ego, and that's the need to conquer.
But if you let that ego be known, and she did she stroked that ego.
Well, she can, but once I that's been conquered. That's my wife. So it's already been conquered, and now it's on to something else. That don't mean
I
need to have it as mine. I'm just being honest. And so now I'm talking about a certain type of man. I'll say 85% of just everyday men, but 90%, if not 100%, of street hustlers, dudes like that, because they have an ego to feed. And so it's about conquest more than anything. So it's not the woman. Like even when I had a wife at home, nobody could take her place, and that's being faithful to me, meaning you can't make me leave her. But as far as me not dealing with anybody else, that wasn't going to happen. I believe today I could do it.
I got a question for you, Cash.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you, Chief. So now, you just follow me. You stepping out on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now,
right.
What if the tables was turned and she wanted a side piece. See, I believe a lot of men have a problem with somebody else all up in their nuts. Men are a lot more territorial than women. They don't like to share, but they want to be shared.
Well, it's a known fact that any woman that does not wish to deal with me anymore but is not strong enough to leave me on her own, all she has to do is cheat, and she'll be gone.
All she wanted was society. She didn't
want to
leave you.
Well, I understand that, but listen, people can say to me double standard, but that's well known about me because even though a woman and a man is equal, they're not the same. So don't tell me that because I do something, she can do it, because it doesn't work that way. It's many things that I make sacrifices for, a woman, emotions and everything, but I'm not allowed that, nor would I want it. And so we try to make things the way, you know, you look at it like, well, that's double standard, but that's how life is. And even though you and a woman are equal, you're not the same.
Yo, I agree with that. And I just got to say this real quick. And then, Cash, I got to take you off the line, but I want you to hold because I want to bring you back in later on, and because I've got to keep it fair. But I just want to say this real quick. Like, I agree with Cash because not just, like, women, like he said, we equal, but we different. I just wrote this today. Like, I just wrote this. Now, should a man sit down and piss even when he's tired? Like, if a man gets to the toilet and had a dead hard day, should he sit down to piss? And my answer would be no.
No.
Because he's a man. Like, that's not the order of things for a man. I just wrote that earlier today, and that's crazy. Like, it's true. All right.
Well,
my husband works
today.
I think this.
Go ahead.
I think that it's very unfair for men to think that they can do things and then we are supposed to just sit around and let them enjoy, you know, different tastes and flavors. And then when it's our turn, oh, we're the bad guys, we're the whores because we stepped out. If we have an agreement that we have an open relationship, I believe that it's only fair that you can do something I can do. We can do it together. You know, if I bring home a lady and we want to freak together, because let's not act like people don't have orgies and stuff like that. And it could be, you know, cute in a relationship, or sometimes that can even go wrong. It just depends on how strong you are in your relationship with your lover. But I definitely don't think that it's fair that men actually think that they can do what they want to do and women is just supposed to let them and they can't have no fun. That sounds like a crock of bullshit.
Well, no, I don't think that's fair. They are supposed to take it.
I'm not saying
they should take it. I'm just saying that's what happens.
Okay.
I'm not telling you they should take it. And most men most men will allow their woman a taste of another woman, but not another man. But the thing is, I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying that they're supposed to take it, but I'm telling you the way life is.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go on to a next call of your cash.
Okay.
Stay on the line, please, man.
I will if I can, bro. If not,
okay,
I'll call back.
You know my number. Yeah, I got you.
Thanks for calling, Cash.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for
calling, Chief. The next caller in line is 424-832. Please state your name and where you from. Good evening.
I'm Esther Peace. I'm from Cali.
Cali in the house. Shout to the West Coast.
Shout out to the entire
West Coast.
West Coast.
Yes. I believe in it, but, however, morals are not the same in this modern time. So a lot of people don't view just being with one person like it's a, you know, I don't know. But me personally, I could do it. I've been in those type of relationships, but I've never been. Well, I'm not going to say I've never been. I have cheated once. But most of my relationships, I've been committed. I've been committed in most of my relationships. The relationship where I cheated, I felt though I had a gut feeling that that person was cheating on me. So I cheated. But I feel like if a person can keep it real and tell you, like, look, I like you, I want to be with you, but I tend to like to dip off with other women, I think that, you feel me, it'll be a better understanding so that woman can already know what to expect from that man, or that man can know what to expect from that woman.
I agree. Now, the only thing I don't agree with is when you said that a gut feeling caused you to cheat. I mean, not that my agreeing with it counts or not, because that's your reality. But I'm just saying, like, I can't equate
every time
me
I have
feeling,
a feeling
something.
It's the truth.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I feel
like,
you. That's what
when
I'm saying.
I think with my first mind, whatever my body is, not my body, but whatever I'm feeling, I end up finding out in the long run. So in the first place, I was right. Yeah. So it's like I don't regret what I did.
I think that was one of them Mac Mama things where you saw somebody and you was like, I think he cheating anyway, and this dude cute and saying anything right now. Like,
No, that's not no Mac Mama thing
because
I don't believe in cheating. I don't believe in that word cheating.
No, I'm not.
If you have in a relationship and you both of you guys agree on something, then how the hell is it cheating?
I'm with that. No, I'm just saying, I'm saying that's the Mac Mama instance, the way you described looking at somebody else and being like, damn,
Listen, young lady that's on the phone, come on, you're a lady, you're a girl, you be in the club, you sound young, you sound pretty. You know, as long as you might have a guy and you might be madly in love with him, but if you're in a club or if you're just walking around the street, you do, your eye wanders just like men eyes. They want girls with the big booties and the boobs and stuff.
That's where my eyes will be too, because I mean, I have an open, like I tell a guy, like my open sexuality, I'm bisexual, so I might not necessarily mess around with a girl or a guy. I might just look at a girl and be like, oh, she's cute. You know, if we go to the club together or alone, I'm going to dance, I'm going to flirt, but I'm not going to sleep with that person. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Now that you brought that up, your open sexuality, I have another question for you. Being that your sexuality is open, if you are in a relationship with a male and you let him know that at the gate, like, yo, you know, I like chicks, I've been with chicks before, you know, I do that, but I'm with you right now. That's what it is right now. And somewhere down the line, he come to you and be like, you know what? I like her over there. What's good? Can you do that? Can we do
that
together?
No, because I don't share. I just don't share.
Okay.
I don't do threesomes. I don't do nothing in that. I don't do none of that. No, I don't do it.
Okay. Would you feel differently about your man if he did ask you that? Like, him knowing your open sexuality?
I wouldn't look at him different because most men, they come at a woman with that. Most men, that's what they want, you know? So I wouldn't feel no type of way about it, but I would have second thoughts like, well, damn, will he try to go and do it behind my back since I don't want to do it?
So you would have second thoughts.
I would have that thought, but it would not be an issue. I would have the thought, but I wouldn't. It's not something that I would ponder on. Like it would be a topic in our relationship all the time. Like, you know, I wouldn't trip off of it. I'm being stuff real all the time. Like, I'll be upfront with a person. Like, if I end up doing something or if I plan to do something, but if I'm in a committed relationship and this is who I want to be with, whether I'm bisexual or not, I wouldn't go and creep off with the other sex. You know, like, if I feel like I need to cheat on you, then we don't need to be together, because it's something that you're not doing right that make me want to go off with somebody else. And I don't agree with what I know Cash was just on the phone or whatever, and most men do believe that, oh, I could go and I can cheat, but she can't. That's bullshit, because if you're going to be out here cheating and doing you, best believe I'm going to be out here doing me too, so we shouldn't be together at all. But it's just the source of open relationship and what you want to do with a person, and a lot of people fail to do that. A lot of people fail to make it known to their partner what they really want to do because they want to make everything sound good and tell a person what they want to hear to keep that person in their corner. So it's like that's where heartbreak and all that other, you know, stuff come in at.
Well, that's right. I agree with that. People say things to make people be on their side. That shows that it's, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Tony.
Well,
Lisa,
I said, let's
I mean,
see what the boss lady want to say. The boss lady won't in. She won't be tagged in. Let's tag boss lady in.
Tag, yes, tag boss lady in. Nene Capri. I want to hear her.
Let me find Needy. Like, y'all think this is a game, but the call lines is bonkers right now. I gotta find Needy. Like, for real, Needy's not even in proper order. I hope this is Needy. For real, hello? Y'all, you live with Ray and Royalty. Who am I speaking with? Okay. They just jumped right off.
It's your G, Cabby.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. What's going
on? What up, Nene?
Nene Capri. How y'all doing this afternoon, this evening, or however, what time it is. You know, I've been writing and promoting, so I don't even know what time it is. But thank you, Mac Mama, for coming on the show. You are so awesome. I said, I got to get in here. I usually try to play the background and let, you know, the host handle everything. But I cannot pass up the opportunity to, you know, thank Mac Mama. She did a wonderful, wonderful interview for me when I, you know, first started my career out. I cannot thank her enough. She is an awesome person. Again, I have to thank her for, you know, putting my mom on a different health mentality. You know, she showed her a whole lot of different things, and it's really, really working for her. So I appreciate that. And thank you for, you know, gracing
you.
Well, we appreciate it.
Listen, boss lady, baby, I'm honored.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me, and I love the whole topic, the questions. And once I found out that you was a part of it, I was like, oh, yes, this family right here. So you already know, anytime you need me, I'm there. And give your mother a big hug for me, man.
I will do that. I've been having a real good time listening, you know, to everything. And the monogamy being fact or fiction, I think it's in the eye of the beholder, the one who's in the relationship. You have to look at things in a reality standpoint. I'll take the first statistic. There are about 13 women to one man. If they were to match and pair everybody up, and I would not want to be one of the 12 with nobody. So you have to ask yourself, you say, okay, I want a monogamous relationship. I want my man to be mine. I want him just to be me. Okay, so now here it is. You got 12 women standing on the line. You done matched up and paired up, and here's 12 other people with nobody. They ain't got nobody. They don't have a mate. They don't have anybody to have children with. What are they supposed to do? We're in a society that men, and especially black men, are getting arrested at an alarming rate. They're getting football numbers. You also have them being murdered at an alarming rate. What is going to happen to the family? What is going to happen to that woman, that wife, who is left alone to raise children by herself? But everybody else is paired up. What do you say to a woman whose husband has been given 150 years and she now has to raise children by herself? What do you say? Stay by yourself, stay alone, because everybody's matched up and paired up. Is that reality or is that fiction? You know what I'm saying? You have to look at the society that we live in and what has been fed to us to believe that this is how it should be. When your friend came on, the Nigerian, and he spoke of the relationships in his family.
It was
family,
a female. I thought that was a female.
That was a female. Okay, that was a woman.
Yeah,
I apologize. But she spoke of the tradition and things that were introduced to her, and, you know, it worked. And those types of relationships went on for years. It was not until we were brought into the Americas that that ideal of you and you and you and you and you and you, you know what I'm saying? You have to remember that for over 400 years, black people weren't even allowed to be married. You had to sneak and hide and be in love. You had to sneak and hide to pair up. You know what I'm saying? You had to sneak and hide to be with someone or to even show that you care for someone. And then they say, okay, after all these years of us telling you you can't love, you can't marry, you can't be one and one, a union, okay, go right on ahead and try that. So there are a lot of different dynamics to society and to these so-called rules and laws that have been placed upon us that do not work, you know. And then you say to yourself, stay with me, be with me, but is the man cheating if he can look? If he can, the man or woman can look at something and say that they enjoy it. Is that cheating or is that not cheating? I'm with you, I love you, but I see something that I like and I enjoy. But because we're in this commitment, we're in this relationship, I have to suppress So now he can't be himself because he's spending his whole life with you suppressing. So how does that work? I'm just interested to hear what everybody else got to say. I'm just here, you know. Go ahead, Mac Mama. Let me hear you. Let me hear what you got to say about that.
Well, listen, those questions that you pose are valid, and that's exactly how I feel, especially when you said that the ideology of even being in a monogamous relationship came from us being deported to the Americas. Because if you really want to tell the truth, African-American people, we were in polygamous relationships from, you know, the beginning of our origin from Africa. That's just what they believe in. You know what I mean? And we learned all these different traditions. These are European traditions. This is not even our cultural traditions. So I agree with you 100%, girl. And then when you said, what is the woman to do that, you know, that you know, her man is locked up and there's no men left? Because like I had made an example early in the conversation when I said, especially with women that are in the southern regions, a lot of those women are already, a lot of those men are already in relationships, they've married, or they're gay. I don't know. A lot of gay men migrated to the South for some reason. And I know this because a couple of my girlfriends that live in Atlanta, that's all they complain about. Oh, there's no men out here. Everybody's gay or on the down low. And they don't want to become lesbians. They don't want to be bisexual. They really want a man. And then a lot of them, a couple of them, they got into relationships with married men. Is it wrong or is it right? You know, and it's like, wow, it's like, what are you to do? Be by yourself, or if the man that's married is coming at you, but you don't know he's married in the beginning, you know, people, you know, always get caught up in those type of situations. What are you to do? Are you wrong or are you right? It's like, it's a hard, you know, line to kind of travel, you know, morally. And then the lady spoke earlier that called from California about morals. People have different morals. Yeah, but the morals that you were taught are European morals and principles. I believe that if, and this is, I'm saying it raw, if a bitch or a nigga is bad enough to pull something from me, then they a bad motherfucker. Then I need to step up my game, or I'm not going to fuck with them, my damn
but
self.
That's right, because can't nobody take what belongs to you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If it's yours, can't nobody take it. You spoke earlier about being upset with the woman who is sleeping with your man. And like you said, if you're not my sister, if you're not my cousin, if you're not my friend, if we have not ate at the same dinner table together, then we have no problem. That's the man's issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How are you going to be mad at another woman who was in another part of the world who's just getting something that was given to her? You know what I'm saying? And me and my girlfriend, we talk about this a lot. And they talk about how men cheat and why it is that way. A lot of times it doesn't even have anything to do with you. A lot of times men will step out because at home it's the bills. At home it's the children. At home it's the stress of doing everything he has to do to provide. But then at his side piece house, he does not have to worry about that. He doesn't have to worry about any stress of the day. She has sat him down. He is relaxed. He doesn't have to talk about the cable bill and the light bill and the so-and-so and the so-and-so. And he is in a whole different mindset. It becomes a peaceful situation, so it becomes comfortable. So he has his wife. He has his family. He has his love. He loves her. He's not going anywhere. But then he has his place where he goes to relax. So, you know, if you're not creating that environment when a man can't go home, if your man every time you talk to him and he says, you know what, I was on my way home, babe, but I'm going to the gym. I was on my way home, babe, but I'm going to stop by Fred's house. If every time he does something that keeps him from coming home, there's something wrong at home why he doesn't want to come there. And sooner or later, that wrong at home is going to put him between somebody else's legs. I'm just saying. I could be wrong.
It's the man
how you feel,
cave.
How you feel,
it's
Aaron?
We be hanging out in the man cave with nipples. It's the man cave.
Well,
nipples,
I say shout out to Kiana. Kiana, shout out on the chat because Kiana says at the end of the day, a person does only what you allow them to do. Boom.
Shout to Kiana.
If you allow
Kiana,
it, then that's
Kiana's
what's going to happen.
People.
If you stand for it, it's going to keep happening.
And I tell you this, I agree, but I'm from the old school. And my grandmother always told me, you can't miss what you can't measure. You can't measure what another man going to give another woman. You can't measure how many inches he's sliding. So you can't miss what you can't measure. So you can't say that whatever you allow to happen, because a lot of times people getting cheated on, they don't even know it. So
yeah, they
allow
don't be allowing
to happen. Yeah. You can't pretty much stop him from zipping nothing down and sliding in something. So, and it's the same way with the woman. If your man can't tie your legs together, he pretty much can't stop you from doing anything. So, you know, I don't know. I could be wrong, because this is just me talking. You know, this is just Nene and her shenanigans. But go ahead, Maggie. How you feeling?
I believe this, and this to me is really realistic to me. It's my reality, I think. I believe that it's totally unrealistic to believe that you can be in a relationship with a person for 20 to 30 years and not step out. And I believe that if you speak to these married couples, especially these old-timers that have been together 30 and 40 years, you will hear some stories. You will hear the fact that they stepped out and that they allowed, you know, the wife or the husband have forgiven the partner, and that's how they still stay together. It's not because no one never cheated or stepped out. It's because they just realized that, listen, I love you, and I'm going to take you back because I love you. And I know that it wasn't nothing personal. Stop taking it so fucking personal. He just wanted another flavor, or she just wanted another flavor.
Right.
It's nothing personal. Yes,
but
I
you
still
know what?
In love with you.
Hey, Mama, in our grandparents' days, and I will say it from a personal experience, my grandfather had my grandmother, and he also had another woman. And they had children, and they were in the ages of my mom and them, and the siblings were raised together. And as a matter of fact, the woman lived right next door to us. My grandmother never said nothing. She never said nothing. It was hello and good morning. Everybody knew what was going on, but they kept it classy. There was no scrapping in the street.
That's how
the kids were all raised together. The kids were in our house. The kids were over. So they just did things differently in that day and time. So. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, in this day and time, everything is so taboo.
That goes back to what y'all was saying, like with the European cultures and traditions. They was living so civil like that next to each other because they knew that that happens. That was accepted. That like in the community before
it was
people
accepted.
Before people really got brainwashed totally, and so, because
the
there
European
was a time.
Life.
There was a time when the African American was.
I don't want to cut you off. Could you let 614 back in, my Nigerian friend? She wants to say something, and I think that it is good because we can get a good point of the polygamous aspect of this conversation.
Before you let her in,
because we do have somebody. We got Tony. She's been married for 22 years or 21 years. Whoa, Tony, what's your take?
I've been trying to get a word in, but this is Tony. I want to go back to what Nene was saying about the 12 women on the side needing a man and the 13th being me that has him. My concern is not for those 12 women. I suggest they go find a man that's willing to, another woman that's willing to share her man, because that's not me. And back to the bills and not being comfortable coming home, you got all the stress. I'm a full-time working woman. I have a mother of three. I've been married for 22 years. When my husband comes home, he comes home to peace. He doesn't come home to stress. He comes home, his house is clean, his dinner is cooked every single night. So there's no stress in this house, and I've never had the desire to step out on him, even after 22 years. So it can work. But it
I believe it can.
There are situations like this that can work.
Yes.
And now let me ask you a question, Tony, because, you know, when they say that cheating word, did you ever feel any kind of way that your husband may have stepped out on you? Be honest.
No.
Okay. So if you don't feel it, I pretty much think that it don't happen, because women, we have pretty strong intuitions. So I applaud you in your relationship. There are some relationships that are completely monogamous and they work, but not a lot, unfortunately. You know, it's just not a lot.
It's true. It really is. And
yeah.
I just want to raise my
hand. I agree with you. I've been married myself for 21 years, so I definitely understand. But we're just talking about the norm. You know, they are the norm, and then there are the exceptions. You know what I'm saying? You do have exceptional situations where people pair up and they live with each other. They hold tight a life. When one died, the next one died within 6 months to a year, because those spirits were just attached. That tight. You know what I'm saying? And we're not saying that it can't work and that it doesn't work, but we're just trying to look at some other situations and look at some other realities in our society, you know, that just, you know, keep people constrained. you know. So,
well,
yeah, I want to bring. Go ahead, and bring that caller back in if you. If
614 is the area code, Bebo.
Okay, 614. Erica,
he's back on. Love, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. I want to say that Mimi is extremely intelligent. When she came in with the statistics and she came in with the logic of the whole situation. But what I really want to talk about is when you look at athletes and entertainers, Mac Mama, what is one of the main things that they tell the athletes, the wives?
What
do they tell them? Create a foundation. Find something to do. Do not worry who your husband or your boyfriend is sleeping with. Am I not correct? If you look at the filthy rich, all their women, all the filthy rich wives, they all have foundations and they have something to do and they're not worried about it. And back to Mimi's very smart self. She said her grandparents, the women lived next door to each other. They never fought and they never argued. You know why? Because the grandfather did not allow it. Men nowadays, they love for the women to fight. These men nowadays are bitches. They will lay in one woman's bed and tell the other woman's business. And then you have the women talking about each other like a dog. If the men were the men of yesterday, the women of today would not be fighting. And no disrespect to the woman of 22 years, but I found relationships where you have the men, they've never cheated, they've never stepped out. But after 40 years, they tell the wife, I want to suck a dick. Look at Clive Davis. So, no disrespect.
Yes.
You might have the 1%. You might have the 1% that don't cheat. You have the 1% that don't cheat. But 99%, they will step out. And if they don't, they were sleeping with a man. And I'll give it back to Mimi and Mac Mom and the nice gentleman on the phone.
I love you.
Now
I love you. This is Mimi.
Yeah,
I do have something to say on that.
Yeah, please go ahead, Tony, because I got to ask her something, too. I want to ask her something the first time.
No, that's Alicia. I have something to say on that. I think that it depends, because a lot of times, and normally on Writing Royalty, we don't talk about religion. However, you know, if you are Christian, you're supposed to be in this world but not of this world. So if you are married, you are supposed to be committed to your spouse. There are some that are able to do that, and they have the communication, and they have the tools and the foundation that's built. And their foundation isn't shaky. Their foundation is solid. In order for your relationship to be not easily broken, you have to have a solid foundation. You have to be able to communicate and always, always be on the same page. So in that instance, if he waited 40 years to say something, their foundation was not set. If a man is going out to cheat, he didn't decide to wake up on Monday morning and say, oh, I want to cheat. It was already there. The relationship was already damaged. It was already broken already before the side piece got there or the new dude or whoever was there. Go, Tony, you want to chime in?
Yeah,
here?
I know. Yeah, Tony, I'm sure you have a rebuttal.
No, I'm not saying that my 22 years has been crystal clear, because being together that long, you have to come over. You have to have obstacles, you know, and it's a matter of how you overcome those obstacles. And those obstacles can only make you stronger. And in my case, it did. In our case, it did. You know, we wasn't always at this point. Nothing is ever 100% rosy. You know, those things that you go through just makes you stronger in the end, and that's my piece on it.
All right.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Hear you.
Oh, okay. No, because my phone's acting crazy. Okay.
I want to ask you this the first time, because you said your father had.
Kincaid, you want to ask Kincaid something? My friend, my Nigerian friend.
Oh, yeah, Kincaid knows I'm speaking to her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron,
you
didn't. Hold
up, time.
Aaron,
no, Max, you are not taking over this interview.
Brother. I don't feel the love on this show. You got a problem with me. I want the ladies to talk more. Let's mute Aaron out, because he gets on my damn nerves.
Okay, go ahead and mute me out, Max. And then you're going to be bringing me right back in, because you know what's going to happen?
What?
What's going to happen, radio host?
Let's bring in another caller. We're going to bring in another caller in your place.
Okay.
Wait, we got some women on the line that want to say
before we jump on him, ladies, before
ahead,
we take
Aaron.
Over and jump on him, let him. I'm interested to see what he's going to say to King K. Go ahead,
me
baby.
Too.
You know I love you, brother. Go ahead.
King K, I'm going to try this again. Because we're not practicing monogamy here. Everybody fucking with me.
You know what?
No, but listen, I'm sorry, I got a spontaneous wit. It was just fitting. But listen, I would like to know, you said you lived in a house with your father with 18 other mothers, 19 women, and it was very interesting because I knew you were the woman right off the rip. I would like to know, right, how, as a woman, was that difficult for you to accept, or did you look at it any type of differently? Did you see yourself going into a situation like that as a woman too? Like, you know, when I grow up, I may have 17 sister wives because you've seen your father practicing this. That's what I really wanted to ask you.
Well, for example, have you ever lived in a, it's not really a house, it's more like a compound, even though I know that people don't like to use that word, compound. If anybody have ever lived in a luxury complex, you know how you have the clubhouse, can anybody relate to that? And then you have all the apartments. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, so the clubhouse is where my father would live, there in the clubhouse. And then we will all eat breakfast, we will eat lunch, and we'll eat dinner there in the clubhouse. We'll take our tutoring and we'll watch TV. You know, everything is done there in the clubhouse. And then you will have, each mother will have her own individual apartment that served like bedrooms where the woman would sleep there with her children. But at night, whichever mother he chose is the one that would sleep there in the clubhouse with him. And also, you cannot have 19 women if you can't feed them. So that's a very important point that the modern-day men must understand. It doesn't mean have 19 women and you're munching off of them and you're living off of them. You have to be able to provide and feed. As many as you can feed is as many as you can have. And my grandfather also had a lot of wives. However, each one had a business in which they conducted. And as far as for me, I mean, I'm open for it just being us, and I'm open for a monogamous relationship, but I only have one rule. Be very honest with me. Like when I was younger and I would date, I would say to a guy, don't lie to me, because if you tell me one lie, I'm going to tell you two lies. If you want to fuck, tell me you just want to fuck, because you never know. I might just want to fuck too, so let's not bullshit.
Word up.
Yes, that's right. Don't take away your options.
Don't steal nobody's choice,
yo. That's
my man.
That's
right.
The complication comes in when people start deceiving and lying, and you can't keep up with the lies, and you don't know what's going on. You be very honest. Hey, I like you. I dig you. But, hey, me, I'm a single guy. We're dating. Everybody, I don't know why. Like, Mimi's a very intelligent girl. She reminds me a lot of my mama. And what people have to realize is that we have been brainwashed. Not only have we been brainwashed, we have told our women that if you date, you're a whore. Go back to dating. There's nothing wrong with dating. I tell all young ladies, date, but don't be quick to fuck. And they say to me, what do you mean like that? I want you to be able to see 6-7 different guys, but don't sleep with them, because if you're quick to sleep with somebody, 20 years from now, there might be a crackhead and you'll regret that you slept with them. And pussy is something you can't get back. But date. It's important to date.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting that you brought that up, because
that was powerful.
That's what's wrong with today's society. People ain't dating no more. Kids ain't dating no more. Ain't no more courting. Everybody's just rushing
in.
That's
because they don't know how.
Fools rush in.
They don't
remember
know how.
That.
They don't know what it is.
You're right. Like, nobody's courting nobody no more. A date to the movies is ending with, like, yo, you know we going to the room after this. You ain't trying to get shorty home on time no more. Ain't none of that. She already done prepared the lie for her parents. You done lied to yours. Everybody know what it is. The smartphone done set up everything. You already know what positions you about to bang out with. And that, it's not a game. It is no courting.
Exactly.
I heard parents should be tough on their kids. That's my thing. I say be tough on the youth so that they can get it back correct, because us adults are already messed it up. So,
but you can't be too tough on the children. Let me explain to you something. You can't be too tough on the children. That's our problem. We're being too tough. Let me tell all my friends that are homeless, they grew up in the church. They had very, very strict parents, and that's where the problem comes in. My mother was very, very strict. And you know what happened to me? I broke wild in the fucking streets, man. When I got a taste of it, there was no coming back. You have to give up balance. Too strict is no good. It's disaster every time.
Yeah,
we thank
you
for calling in. We appreciate that. Your insight and your wisdom. This is Nene. And, you know, that was awesome. You know, it's good to be able to hear different sides, you know, not just our side, but to be able to hear things from a cultural standpoint, you know, from a cultural and traditional. And I think that's what's missing in society today. There is no more culture. There is no more tradition. There is no more grandparents passing things on, you know, passing things on. And that is where is a break in communication and in language. And that's what's wrong in American society. There is no bridge from the youth to the elderly to pass on culture and tradition, you know, and I think that that's what makes everything get unbalanced. But we thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Your insight and your wisdom was welcomed. And we hope that you're able to call in again and continue to follow where we're taking this show. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Love you, PK.
Thank you very much. And I challenge all the authors to write something to help the youth remember their history. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, KK.
That was powerful.
All right.
It was deep. Yes, it was.
That was very good. We only got a few minutes left. Yeah, we only got a few minutes left.
Listen, I just want to say this. Thank you guys for having me. I love you guys so much. Each and every one of you showed me so much love tonight. All the listeners, I want to thank you guys for calling in. Also, I'd like to encourage you to check out my show, Mac Mama's World Radio. Again, you can go in the archives and hear Nene Capri's wonderful interview, Aaron Bebo, and the author Cash that called in earlier. And as well, I'm having some great interviews forthcoming, so make sure y'all follow me on Mac Mama's World, Mac Mama World on Facebook, at Mac Mama on Twitter, Mac Mama number one on Instagram, and just Google Mac Mama and get with me. You know, if you love my music that they played, make sure y'all get me on iTunes. If you want to get the wonderful deal that I'm giving you guys, go to starstatuspublishing.com. If you're a fan of paperback books, you get two books for $20, free shipping and handling, plus I'm going to throw in my CD, Tales of Original Bad Girl Soundtrack. I got to go, guys. I love you guys so much.
Mac,
thank you for having me.
Post your link in the chat room before you go.
And come to Writing Royalty and make sure you post anything that you have so that our people can get one click, and we love you to death.
Thank you so much.
Great show. Thank you for coming through and sharing your time with us.
Thank you so much. All right, you guys. Love y'all.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Lisa,
Tony, y'all got anything y'all want to say?
Because I got something I want to say.
This is a great show.
Aaron's a piece, taking it to the next level. Yes, that was awesome. That was great. I loved it. I just want to quick say thanks to all the callers. We know you guys are on hold and waiting to jump in. We're sorry if we didn't get to everybody. This subject was needed. We're so happy we're able to have it. And all the people in the chat room was jumping. It was live. We thank, you know, Tony Doe and Leisha for, you know, bearing, you know, the uncomfortable moment because we understand how it is, you know, being married, being in a committed relationship, you know, and then having people say, well, damn that's all wrong. But, you know, that's not the case. You know, I'm married as well. So I can definitely, you know, look at both sides of it, you know, and it's just been awesome. It was a wonderful, wonderful ride. I enjoyed it. Mac Mama is powerful, and I'm glad that she came on and her friend, just hearing that, you know, that different culture, you know, that different culture, that was awesome, you know, coming from a whole different standpoint. And we have to be able to respect, you know, how people are raised and how they grow up. And, you know, sometimes you ask something from somebody, we're talking about monogamy, is it reality or is it fiction? You might ask somebody for something that they have not even been raised to have. You know what I'm saying? You grow up in a household all your life where that's not the norm, and then you say, well, come over here and be married to me, and it just be me and you. And then they're conflicted. They're like, well, I didn't have to do that all my life. You know what I'm saying? So
This has been awesome. Go ahead, Aaron, because we got to wrap it up and shout out who we're going to have on our next show. And,
okay, y'all go ahead and do that because I wanted to speak about something totally different. Let them know who we got on the show.
Okay, because we got 10 minutes. Go ahead, Leisha.
We got 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
go ahead,
well, I have such a good time tonight. Today was so live. It was all the way turned up. I want to thank Mac Mama for coming out. I want to thank everybody for calling in and supporting us. I do want to give a reminder to come out and support Honored by Author Fridays and Writing Royalty on Facebook. We will have the author Silk White. He will be in the building on Friday. On Sunday, this Sunday, February 9th, we will have the fabulous Sabrina Eubanks in the clubhouse. And the topic will be Twisted Vows and Broken Promises. We should have had her on there today.
Shout to Sabrina.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's powerful.
Yes.
She's been in the game for years. I can't wait to
hear
her.
Yeah, she definitely got time in.
Mm-hmm.
Check her workout over
yes.
Amazon. Put her name in.
Mm-hmm.
Get some joints.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I just want to let y'all know that Writing Royalty is also on Twitter. Tweet us. You got Boss Lady Publishing on Facebook. We also have a blog page. Nene, run us that blog, Boss Lady Chronicles address.
Okay, I'll put it in the chat room.
I'll throw it in the chat room. She's going to put it up in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any Aaron? Tony, did you guys have any last-minute things?
Yes, I'd like to also add my thanks to Mac Mama for gracing us with her presence and her wisdom, and thank all of our callers and those that we didn't get a chance to get to. We appreciate you holding on. We know that it's been an interesting show and a different spin on relationships as far as I'm concerned. And also, if you didn't get it earlier, please check out Mac Mama's books. She has Daisy Jones, Goddess 1 and 2, and the other one I think that she said was The Tales of an Original Bad Girl, which is her autobiography. Again, this is Tony. Thanking everyone for joining us. Thank you.
Tainted
is now available. Nene Capri has dropped that heat. Y'all make sure y'all go and get that off Amazon, off
Kindle
on the
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
Yes.
Paperback
coming
soon. Paperback coming soon. All the major online retailers, the joint is available. Nene Capri, you know the name. Put it in. Make sure y'all pick it up. She got the heat. And
yes.
I'm not trying
okay,
to switch
Aaron.
Off topics. My thing is a totally different thing. Like I just want to know, am I the only one that peeped that during the month of February, Black History Month, that the media is now promoting a dysfunctional black man fighting this criminal that they're calling a celebrity now in a celebrity boxing match. During this month of Black History, they're promoting this dysfunctional act with this dysfunctional black man. We know DMX is dysfunctional. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
that
have George
like
Zimmerman.
A hot topic.
Yeah,
like a hot
we got
topic.
George. We got George Zimmerman, who they've now changed from criminal to celebrity. Am I the only one finding something wrong with that?
No, there's something way wrong with that.
It's kind of crazy. That's what I wanted to speak about while Nene was hitting me with the Aaron. I was off to it. I was on a whole other planet.
Well,
I
think
just,
we're going to have to make that a topic.
Yeah, we do. Put that on our list. We need to put that on our list and bring that up so that we can get some callers in so we can see, you know, what's on the minds of the people. You know, I know a lot of people are going to have a strong opinion about that. You know, a lot of that media is shade. You know, sometimes you think that they're going left and they're going right. Some of that is shade so that you can get your concentration off of one thing and onto another thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. But what we're going to do is, yeah, we need to open that up to have
that's real.
You know,
in
an open forum.
That's not, but what you just said is fact, Nene. That ain't, you know, that ain't no, like, your opinion. That's really fact. They did the same thing when Michael Jackson died. They had everybody watching that, and then they went over there and bombed Libya.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, that's fact. That's real talk right there.
What can you say? It be like that sometimes, you know? Sometimes you feel like it, sometimes you don't.
Yes. This topic is so hot, I think I might take it over to Riding Royalty on Facebook. So everybody can sound off on Facebook. We're going to take it to Facebook. We want to thank everybody for coming out.
Yes.
We will see you same time here on Sunday. We will have Sabrina Eubanks. We thank y'all for coming.
Sabrina.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you for kicking it in the clubhouse.
Yes, thank you for coming, and shout out to everybody that came through the chat.